He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor, folks. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 371. It is September 13th. I had a look down at the calendar, but before we begin, I wanted to wish all my Jewish friends and family out there a Shana Tova, a very happy and most importantly, a healthy new year to everybody. All right, thank you so much for tuning in. As you know, the Gadget Professor Show is heard in 172 countries around the world. Why, I don't know, but you can watch the show directly on our website, which is www.thegadgetprofessor.com. Also, if you go over to the right-hand side of the page and you click newsletter right here, you will put in your email address, and then every week, as soon as the show is posted, that would be on Thursday night-ish, you will get the newsletter show notes. And that's basically a synopsis of everything that we talked about. Everything is hot linked, so you can just push the buttons. And I don't think I sent out last week's show notes for 370. I'll get them out today, and also I'll get the show notes out for this week's show, which is 371. Also, before we begin, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I do definitely try to answer all my email, and I love hearing from you. If you have a favorite gadget, just let me know about it, because I might want to test it out here and show it to the other folks. So, in any event, today we have a cool gadget. This is something that I've been wanting to try out for years, actually. And what it is well, let's take a look on camera, too. What this is a device that will essentially amplify the headset or the earplugs that you have plugged into pretty much any device. Why would one need that? Well, that's a good question. I will tell you that when you are on a plane, okay, there is a tremendous amount of plane noise, and I have a variety of different headsets. In fact, I used the Bose a couple months ago. We talked about the Cowan headset. I use those because they basically compress the background noise, and you don't hear that. So they're called noise rejection amplification type of headsets. And there's a bunch of them out there, noise cancellation. You'll see a bunch of various descriptions of it, but they're all designed to take that background noise, that hum, that whine of the plane, and reduce all the chatter, the voices, and everything in the background, and just let you focus on the sound that you're hearing. Now, that said, they do work. They do definitely muffle out that huge plane noise in the background, and I've tried a number of them, and they're good. I think the Bose are probably one of the best. I won't say they are the best. That Cowan that we talked about a couple months ago did an excellent job. And for the money, it's probably a better buy, in my opinion, than the Bose, because they are brutally expensive. In any event, I'm flying a lot now, and I'm having a problem hearing the text, basically the narration on a movie or newsreel or whatever it may be that I'm watching. And although I'll turn it up really loud, it's almost as loud as it will go. And I've got two problems. One, I still hear that noise in the background, but more disturbingly to me, I can't discern very clearly the voice. That's probably a function of my age, because as you get older, the high end of your ear frequency drops. The normal sound range is roughly 15 kilohertz to 20,000 kilohertz, and your voice is right in the 1,000 kilohertz range-ish. So it's a lot of things going on in my ears, and it's getting to be a pain. Not pain, but it's annoying. So I was on a flight a couple days ago, and I had two or three different movies that I wanted to watch, and I just I could hear it, but it just wasn't loud enough. It wasn't even the point that it wasn't clear enough. Henceforth, what I decided to do is to try out one of these portable headphone amplifiers. So let's take a look at that. And this is what it looks like. This is called the EOTech, and this is a portable 3.5, which is what most of the headphone jacks are, amplifier. And the purpose of this, quite frankly, is to make that sound from your iPhone, your whatever smartphone you have, your tablet. It just doesn't matter. If it has an output jack, a 3.5 millimeter output jack, you're going to plug it into this device, and then you're going to plug your headset or your earphones, hopefully it's a headset, into this device, and it will significantly increase the volume and also contour the sound that will make it sound crisper and better to your ear. So that's what it is. This particular device, as I mentioned, is very, very nice in the sense that it's small, it's portable, it's extremely affordable, and let's take a quick close-up here on camera too. So, okay, so let's take a quick review of the components that make this device, and we'll do a quick tap onto camera two here. This is the device, very small, very compact. Let me call your attention to the volume control, which is right here. Trust me, keep this on zero, absolute zero, before you open it up with your headset on. You will blow your ears out, trust me. Over here we have one of the 3.5 millimeter jacks. This is the input jack. They call it auxiliary in, but in fact what it is it's the line in, it's the input. So you're going to come out of your headphone jack, regardless of the device that you're using. You could be using a tablet, you could be using a smartphone, a PC, Mac, it doesn't matter. If it has a headphone jack, you're going to come out of that unit, and that's going to provide the feed to this device, and that's going to go right here in this little input jack. Now, they do provide you, this does come with two wires. One, it comes with a neat little power charger here. Nothing special about that. You're going to have to supply your own power supply. Let's get rid of the charging aspects right off the bat. So what are you going to do to charge this up? Is your charging cord plugs in the back, and if you plug this end into a charger, so when you plug this into a charger, you'll see that this is going to go red. It means that it's charging, and it doesn't take long to charge. It's a 2000 milliamp battery in this. They say it lasts for 8 hours, and I can attest to the fact that it does definitely last 8 hours. When this is fully charged, it's going to go green, and at that point, you don't need it. I've charged this up most of the night, so I know it's charged. I'm going to unplug this, and let's take a look at the setup. Okay, so we have the volume control. We checked that out already, right there. We talked about the millimeter jack for the audio in. I guess we should turn that the right side up. That might help. And the only thing left is two things. One, you have an on and off switch, which is located right here. So when you turn this on, it's going to glow red if it's charged. And right now it's on, so we'll turn that off. And then last but not least, you're going to plug your headset right into here, and there's a nice headset icon there, so you can't mess this up in terms of connecting it. So what we'll do is we're going to start off by putting my input in, and this jack, and again, it's really nicely made. This is a horizontal jack, 3.5 millimeter jack. It's really nicely made. It's got a spring reinforcement on it. This is going to go into my iPhone because that's what we'll be using. And then for this jack right here, we're going to be putting in my headset. So let's take a look at that. Okay, so let's hook this up. Very simple. I'm going to put on my headset, and I'm going to plug this jack directly into the headset jack. And there's an icon there, so you can't mess that up. I mean, you could, but I'm double checking, I'm triple checking that this is indeed on zero. The volume control is definitely on zero. That's where I want it. And the only thing that I have to do now is plug this last wire into my iPhone or my iPad or my tablet or PC. It doesn't matter what kind of phone you're using. If you have the Pixel phone, Pixel 3, you can use that. So this is going into the headphone jack, and I have the 6S iPhone, oldie but goodie, last model that has the headphone jack. I'm going to keep this phone as long as I can. Yeah. So this is all hooked up now. I'm going to turn my iPhone on, and I'm going to listen to, I don't know, Steely Dan. If you don't know who they are, check them out. Great, great band from the 60s and 70s. So that is playing right now. I have the volume on my smartphone all the way up. And now I am going to just turn this on. And I don't know if you can see, but you can see the red light, so you know it's on. Can't hear anything yet, and now I'm going to turn this on, and I hear it's crystal clear. The sound is very, very nice from this, and now I'm going to turn this up to about 2. Now, it is very loud. Now, keep in mind, the whole point for me to get this was, if I'm flying on a plane, even though I have earphones, headsets that do reduce the noise. There's no ifs, ands, or about it. I have the Bose, and they're noise reduction headphones. Very expensive. I still can't hear too well because the noise in the plane is just deafening. So here's the interesting thing. I used this on the plane, and I had it turned up to 3. I heard everything fine, crystal clear. The sound was great. Just no problems whatsoever. And that's that. You can turn it up louder, but you'll blow your ears out. And I mean that sincerely. So here's the caveat, okay? Does it work? It works flawless. It works really well. I got more than enough volume, and also the bass sounds crisper, the treble sounds better, the voices are clearer, and they're definitely louder, and I could hear, and I'm extremely happy with it. It's small, it charges up, yada-da-da-da-da, but the quandary that I have here, quite frankly, is you're going to blow your ears out. If you try this when you get home, okay, when you're not on the plane and you don't have that roar of the plane filling the your ear canal, and you put this on 3, it will put you on the ground. It hurts. So, you know, on a plane it didn't hurt. It sounded good. So, you know, I think you got to keep that in mind, that even though it's loud and you can hear it, I don't think you're doing your ears too much good, if you will, if you turn this all the way up. It's as simple as that. Nor do I think you could stand turning it all the way up. That said, if you have a device that's not putting out a lot of sound, or if you are indeed on a plane and want a little bit more sound, you can use this, but just be careful with it. Do not let your kids use this. I'll tell you that right now, because they'll be turning that thing up, and it ain't going to be pretty. So all in all, I love this device. Let's take a look at the website here. I'm actually on Amazon. It's very, very affordable. This actually costs a total of $29.95, so you can't complain about that. It's very affordable. Very nicely made, aluminum frame, delicate, compact, lightweight, portable, can be carried conveniently, 3.5 auxiliary input and output jack. We saw that. Signal to noise ratio is 100 dB, and they give you a lot of other stats that you won't understand. I barely understand them. Make it possible to output not just loud sound, but sharper and more real stereo sound without distortion. It absolutely delivers that as promised. Very nice device. Definitely took a charge for at least 8 hours, and I was very, very happy with it, to tell you the truth about the matter. It really works well. So check that out. This particular model is called the Neotech Headphone Amplifier Portable 3.5 Audio Rechargeable Hi-Fi Earphone Headphone Amplifier with a lithium battery and an aluminum matte surface, ideal for MP3, MP4, phones, digital players, and computers. Nice little device, but again, when you're using this, make sure that you have a caution in mind, so you don't blow your ears out, because this will definitely do it. Great device, though, and very affordable. All right, let's take a look at some of the apps of the day. I have some great things for you today, no question about that. The first app that we're going to look at is called SysPro. This is totally free. Right now, this is available only for iOS devices. And what this is, it's a monitoring system that will monitor all kinds of things on your phone, live, if you will. It will do the hardware data, the battery data, disk data, memory data, network data, carrier data and localization data and a lot more. So if you really want to know what's going on, what's using the processing power, how good's my battery, when's it going to die, all those types of things, the SysPro app is what you want. And again, totally 100% free, and I know that you're going to like that. Now, this next app is called Alloy Launcher and Automator. This app is absolutely fantastic. It usually sells for, I think, $5. For whatever reason, it's been free for the last several days. We'll talk about how you get free apps in a minute. But this app is really nice. The Launcher Alloy greatly simplifies launching and organizing of apps, actions, and complex workflows. No more need to browse through several pages of full apps to find the app or action dynamic that you wanted. Favorites would provide blah blah blah. Basically, this launches the apps that you want, and it will also allow you to automate them. And the automator will allow you to do a series of commands with one push of a button. For example, a sample action would be post today's photos with an added watermark to Facebook, all in one click. Send canned SMS to someone or a group. Save the parking place and time. That's good for me, especially the parking place, because I get lost. Next week, if I can remember, I'll tell you the story of how I was in Newark last week, and not a good experience with the car. Didn't get in an accident. But anyway, we'll save that for next week. It will automatically upload new photos to Dropbox and send links of them, of those uploaded photographs, by email. Calculate your travel time to some locations, navigate to certain locations using Google Maps, and on and on and on. This is a nice app, very well made, really nice graphic interface there, as you can see. Really works well, and I'm still learning it. I've used it for maybe a week now, but it works nice. Again, it's only available for the iOS system, and as you can see here, the menu, the interface, it's really something, and I think you'll really enjoy it. And while it's free, it's definitely free right now. I hope it stays free. It's definitely worth the money, right? Okay, let's take a look at another app. Now, this app I was kind of alluding to before, this is a phenomenal app. Unfortunately, it's not available for the iOS, but if you have any device that works on Android, you want to get this app. It's totally 100% free, and this is called App Hoarder. And what it does is it's going to notify you when paid apps go on sale for free. Yeah. So if you're looking at a particular app, and let's just say it's $5, and you don't want to break with the $5, if you have this app, if they should ever decide to put it on sale for free, and manufacturers, you know, they do that. I shouldn't say manufacturers, but people who, the programmers who have this app, many times will let it go for free or half price because they want you to try it and they want you to talk it up. So this will automatically alert you, get the latest updated apps that are going to be free every hour if that's what you desire. It has a filter list, so it will only show you 4-stars or 5-star apps. It will only show you the app that you're looking for. Excuse me. So this is quite unique, and I haven't seen anything like it. There's a million filters on it, and I do have it on some of my Android devices, and it's awesome. I'm hoping, if you're watching this, it's called Rapid Developers. Dudes, you got to get this on the iOS system. You got to do that for me. All right, this next app is called StoryZ, and this is available on both platforms, the iOS and the Android operating system. And this is a cool app. It will take your photographs, your stills, and it will animate them. And it does a nice job. So StoryZ Photo Motion creates visual stories from still images. Make your pictures move and come to life. Create animated double effects. All kinds of special effects are available with combination of static imagery and video overlays. So you can actually combine some of your stills and videos, and you can get pretty creative with this. This is a wonderful app. If you don't like it, I'm telling you, your kids will. Eighth graders will like this. Seventh graders will like this if you let them touch your phone or your pad. But this is very well done, and what I like about it is it's easy to use, and it's available on both platforms. So check this out. You will definitely enjoy this. It's a lot of fun. It gets a 4.8 rating out of 5. doesn't get much better than that. Actually, it does 0.2 of a point, but 4.8 is a very good rating, and this app is just absolutely wonderful. All right, moving right along. As we all know, it's football season, and many of you are happy, and many of you could care less, and many of the wives out there, I think, are not too happy. But it's also basketball season pretty soon, and it's baseball season. So, henceforth, this new app works on both platforms 100% free. It's called The Score. That's right, the live sports scores. From this, you can not only get the scores, you can get the news, the stats, and video highlights of whatever it is that you want. So check this out. Find out why millions of sports fans prefer The Score. The Score brings you news, scores, stats, and videos from the NFL, the NBA, the NCAA basketball, MLB baseball, NCAA football, NLH hockey. You get the deal. Everything that you could think of, and yes, it does soccer. So if you want to check the sports scores and the news and the highlights, check out The Score. Totally free. All right. This next app, let me do this here, and we're going to do this. So there you go. This next app is, I think, it should be pretty well known, but I got an email just yesterday asking me if you can watch Netflix on your tablet. And yeah, you can. So all you're going to do is just download this app. It's the Netflix app, and it will work on any operating system, and you can watch Netflix wherever you go as long as you have a good internet connection. Now, speaking of good internet connections, if you were on a plane, I can speak for Southwest. The internet connection is horrible, unless you're watching something that Southwest has. If you're using the internet for email or to stream a video while you're traveling, my experience with most airlines is it's not the greatest to stream with. And if you're going to try to watch a movie or a show, be prepared, because I don't think you're going to be totally satisfied with what you see. And now the last app of the day, and this one is really nice. I like this one a lot. It's called SoundHound. That's right, SoundHound. Now, many of you are familiar with Shazam. And what this app is it's very similar to Shazam, but I think it's better. Totally free. If you hear a song and you don't know what it is, and what is that song? You just turn on SoundHound. You push that yellow or orange button, I guess it's an orange button, and in seconds it listens to the music, and it will tell you who's recorded that song and tell you the album and everything that you want to know. There's quite a selection here. Hey, what song is that? SoundHound makes it simple to identify music playing around you. Whether you're in the car or out and about, open this app, hit the big orange SoundHound button, and let your phone listen for a few seconds, and it will tell you exactly what's playing. It's been called pure magic, but with 300 million plus downloads and billions of songs discovered, you're going to have a hard time finding a better app to identify what you're listening to. So again, this is a great app. It is called SoundHound, and I know that you will definitely enjoy that. And I would urge you to check that out. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next Thursday. So long.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.